It's Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio. I'm George Prentice. Let's talk about movies. Movies made in Idaho. And specifically, the movie Girls Are Strong Here, currently being filmed here in Idaho. Earlier this year, the screenplay for Girls Are Strong Here won the One Potato Award. That is an initiative and cash prize from the Sun Valley Film Festival. The One Potato Initiative is designed to bolster emerging screenwriters and filmmakers and encourage filmmaking here in Idaho. The film premieres next March. That may seem a long way off to most of us. But our guests, that probably seems like, boy, that's coming soon, because they know they've got to shoot, edit, score, and polish off this film in a matter of months. Scott Burkhart is the screenwriter and winner of the One Potato Prize. Celeste Matika is producer, and Adrian Tafish is the star of the film. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay, so the cliche, so I'm told, is that you've got to be able to explain your film in 30 seconds or less.
Right, elevator pitch.
What is it?
Girls Are Strong Here is the story of a Syrian refugee who has an encounter with a mother and daughter at his service station when they get stranded there overnight.
It seems as if it's the perfect theme for our time.
Yes, in
or
a lot
is that
of
just by accident? I'm assuming it's not by accident.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, I think it's definitely not by accident. Yeah, I mean, I'm just a big believer in, I guess you'd say, the things. I just feel like the things we all have in common. Those things trump little t, the things that separate us.
Celeste, let's talk about filmmaking in Idaho.
Yeah.
The benefits and the challenges. Goodness knows there are states that bend over backwards and sometimes give really nice financial incentives, but it is a challenge to make a film in Idaho. That said, we've got all of the intangibles, beautiful backdrops, and correct me if I'm wrong, a fair amount of talent.
Absolutely. I think there is a growing community of people who make their living in the film industry in Idaho. I'm definitely one of them. I spend a lot of time away from Idaho making films, but I'm really excited to be making one here. It's really great, actually. The amount of crew that we do have here are top-notch. We have a director of photography who came from out of state, and I've heard many, many times that he's really impressed with the crew that we do have on. And we're partnering with Boise State that's doing a lot of work in training crew, because I think that's the main issue for me as a producer is I don't think I could crew an entire film at a high level with people, so gaining experience. We have BSU interns who are on our set to gain experience, and hopefully what they learn on our set they can take in, you know, to their films and form this great pool so that maybe there's a point when I won't have to, you know, call anyone from, you know, another state to come and make a film here.
And One Potato is a very unique initiative. The films that it has been responsible for thus far have been head and shoulders above most short films that I've seen. So you've actually seen a full cycle of what One Potato can do, but yet here you are again, and you're in the middle of it.
Yeah, I love these films. It's what's great about the films that we've chosen is they're not Idaho specific. And so I think that proves that you can really film anything here. I mean, you have such a variety, like you were mentioning. I mean, it's beautiful scenery, but there's nothing particular about this script that would say it was shot in Idaho. But there are some beautiful and unique venues that we're shooting in, locations that really can seep through into, you know, and color the film in a really beautiful way. You know, I think there was a script we did through the One Potato a couple years ago that was set in the near-distant future in a time where memories were traded, and we were able to completely create all the sets in Idaho and find these really interesting places, just like you would anywhere. I mean, there's no limit but, you know, your imagination, and Idaho is really great on filmmakers in some way because you don't have to have all these cumbersome permits, and, you know, everyone has been so responsive and helpful. I mean, we're working with Naylor's Auto Body or Auto Repair, and they've opened their entire auto shop to us overnight. Really excited, enthusiastic. Hannah Ball, who's developing 34th Street in Garden City, has allowed us to use three or four different buildings. That kind of support is, I think, a unique Idaho thing.
Adrian Tafish, you are the star of this film. Where's home?
I currently live in Los Angeles. I'm pretty freshly there, actually. Been there about a month and a half.
But this is your first visit to Idaho?
Absolutely.
And so far?
It's beautiful here.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us about your character.
Saeed is, as was mentioned, a recently arrived Syrian refugee who's been working as a mechanic. And he is sort of focused entirely on getting his wife and daughter to be able to come and join him, who are currently in Turkey in a camp. And he's sort of hardworking and wants to sort of keep to his world and not cause any sort of trouble. And, of course, trouble comes to his doorstep. Mm.
And what informs this? What informs your performance? I'm assuming, number one, it's on the page.
Right. Well, there's a significant bit of my own background that goes into this. I am not an immigrant. I was born in the States. But my grandparents were actually refugeed in Syria some 70 years ago.
Scott Burkhardt, Celeste Matika, talk to me about scouting locations around the Treasure Valley and getting some of these words to jump off the page.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is one of the things you do when you make films is, you know, Scott wrote this, so he had this imagined this particular location, and we scouted for weeks and weeks and weeks, actually, on Scott flew out from New York, and we looked and we saw so many places in Idaho that were very similar to what Scott had imagined, but the right combination of, you know, having an auto garage on, you know, lots of land.
Can
in
I
the
pause
country.
You there? What is that like then? I mean, do you go knock on a door? Do you call someone and say, we want to make a movie and can we use your garage?
Yes, all of it. I mean, a lot of it
is... It's not a typical Idaho conversation.
No, it's not. It is definitely not. And you get a lot of, okay. But, you know, we got a lot of yeses from people. And what I think is unique about making films here and that whole scouting process is people were so generous. And even if it wasn't quite right or for some reason they couldn't let us use the place, they were interested. And so I don't think there were any encounters that we really went away from feeling, you know, chased off the property.
Scott, can you talk about the casting process? Just as from a writer's perspective, that must be pretty unique.
Yeah, for this film, I had some pretty particular ideas in mind in terms of what I wanted, and especially with Adrian's casting, I wanted to be, you know, very true to the ethnicity of that character, where they're coming from, and the culture of that character, which is specifically sort of the Levantine area of the Middle East, which is basically Palestine, Syria, Lebanon,
Jordan,
yeah. So. Finding somebody with that background was important to me, as opposed to, you know, you sometimes will see different ethnicities cast in different roles, and I felt like really keep staying true to that was important to me.
And then when you think you've met the right person for the role, mm-hmm. then the conversations start.
Yeah, we did an audition process where we had a number of people submit, and then we went through those and sort of were looking, you know, for the person that I felt like was best for the role. Adrian in particular, I sought you out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How did you know Adrian?
I didn't know Adrian. I was looking for actors, so I went to the internet, and I...
Uh-oh.
And I searched basically the top MFA programs in the country and was looking for somebody... of this background who might be great for the film. And I found him on the University of Washington MFA acting website. And there was an email, and I sent him an email, and it landed in your inbox. And
okay,
what
Adrian,
happened then?
Pick up the story.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those things that you sort of wonder about that never actually happens that happened, which is I got a random email completely out of nowhere from someone doing something really interesting and really cool that I could be part of. And so I think I submitted a self-tape audition, and then that's where the ball started rolling. I got the part, and from there on it was like a series of emails and phone calls just talking about sort of the plan and Scott's vision for this character and for the movie.
He's Adrian Tafish, and we're also talking with Scott Burkhardt and Celeste Matika, and they are filming Girls Are Strong here in the Treasure Valley. So let's talk about this insane shooting schedule. Full disclosure here, and you guys have just finished working all night.
Yeah, we're shooting nights. It happens in the dark. And so, you know, that's one thing you can't fake, the sun, at least not on our budget. So,
But it's a very specific schedule, shooting is, yes?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that you're thinking about economy. You're thinking about, you know, when you have access to the location. We have an actor who's flying in from L.A. for one day in a very small break in his schedule. So that came into play. Like I said, there's, you know, just daylight or in our case, nightlight hours. And, you know, we're racing the clock to make sure we get it in. We're night exteriors. And if the sun comes up, you know, you have to wait till tomorrow. And
correct me if I'm wrong, Celeste, it's not unusual for some of these films to be tweaked right up until pretty close to the premiere.
Absolutely. I mean, that's even true with feature films at festivals. You know, I mean, it takes a lot of work and a lot of eyes on it. And there are so many processes in post that have to come into play. It's not just the edit. There's color correction. There's sound design. You have the elements to create all sorts of stories with even just one scene, you know. And I think we've been talking about that, Scott and I, throughout all the different ways that you can play the beats and all the different pieces of footage you grab to give yourself some safety and some room. And Scott's really aware of that the whole time. And it's actually pretty a fun process on this particular shoot to really think about, well, why don't we grab this as an alternative take, because you don't know how certain things are going to play. And you want to give yourself the biggest canvas and set of tools to really tell this story, because that is where the story comes to life. And that's really, in some ways, almost as creative as the writing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think one thing that's interesting in my mind as a writer is that, and even though in this particular case with the One Potato Award, so the script wins this award, but the script has changed significantly since that. There's just all kinds of things that happen, from the locations, from the actors you cast, from finding moments, things you just weren't expecting that can really work. So it's always an evolving thing.
Like, but do you actually, I mean, it sounds pretty organic then. I mean, are you making additions or deletions in the moment?
Yes. We did an addition last night. Wow. There's one I have in my head for today that I want to do that I think is going to be really good. You're always doing that, because you have to respond to the material that's in front of you. Like the old adage in movie making is there's the movie you write, the movie you shoot, and the movie you edit. And those can all be very different films. You know, the whole goal is to try to get to that thing that's the best expression of your initial intent. And that initial intent, though, evolves, too.
Adrian, can I assume that you appreciate that organic nature?
Yeah, I was going to say that is actually extremely helpful to me. I mean, obviously, my craft is all about how truthful you can be in the moment. And some of the stuff that we did last night where you were like, well, let's just add this in. Let's say this here. It keeps it fresh and it keeps it really interesting, and I think puts you in the frame of mind of being sort of malleable and athletic in a sense about it, ready to take anything on. So yeah, I really appreciate that, especially coming originally from a theatrical background, not having done as much film yet. It's fun to see it work in that way.
And that is Adrian Tafish and screenwriter Scott Burkhart and producer Celeste Matika. Their film is Girls Are Strong Here, currently filming here in Boise. It will premiere at the 2020 Sun Valley Film Festival. You're listening to Audio Matters. Up next, celebrating all things Goathead. This is Boise State Public Radio.